Any opposed? Okay. We are now in, you're welcome to stay, everybody, but...
It's exciting.
Thanks, Amy.
No, it's not. Yeah. Okay. Just like to welcome everybody to our redevelopment agency meeting. I think we lost most of our in-person audience, but hopefully we still have a few online with us. RDA meeting, Tuesday, August 6th. Thank you for joining us. Again, those in the audience that are here, that are no longer with us, that intellectual property permission notice still applies, so make sure, we'll have to make sure they read that when they come to the future ones. Tonight, let's start out with our roll call. Amy?
Chair Allen.
Here.
Board Member Christiansen.
Here.
Board Member Zishan.
Here.
Board Member West.
Here.
Board Member Thomas.
Here.
And Board Member Parkinson.
She is here.
She's still there. Great. Thank you. Let's move introduction of guests. No guests with us. Everybody's left except us. Let's move down to consent items. Item 3.1, approval of tonight's agenda. Staff, any changes to tonight's agenda?
There's not really a presentation, but we'll briefly describe what an RDA is. It'll be brief.
Okay.
And then we'll jump into our closed session.
Okay. All right. Item 3.2, approval of meeting minutes from July 16th, 2024. Any changes or corrections to those RDA minutes? Okay. Anyone opposed to the approval of those two items? No? Then we'll approve those by general consent. Thank you very much. Go to new business. Item 4.1, a short presentation discussion, understanding the use of a redevelopment agency, RDA. Tom.
Thank you. This will be brief. Just to clarify how an RDA functions and your role and the city council's role in an RDA. Redevelopment areas are set up in order to create a platform that can help to bring business and development into a city or a particular area in the city. And so we have an expired RDA, which was the Central Business District down by the Terrace Playhouse. And there are projects that we have been able to do down there. A couple of which that are coming up is the small engine repair store, and seeing if they might be able to do some rehab on that building to make that less, you know, a little bit more welcoming to that area. But the real focus on RDAs is how we can build tax base. And the RDA, there are two different governing boards in the city. One is the city council. The city council is over funds that the city owns. The activities, and we're talking funds tonight just because they're two different pots of money. As city council members, you oversee and govern the activities that go on for the city specifically. As an RDA board, you are overseeing RDA funds, and they're separate and apart from city funds. And so it's a little bit different to put on that hat and be separate, but they're completely separate. They're a different budget. They're a different funding source. Taxing entities throughout the county actually give up a portion of their property tax to put into our RDA. Those funds are there intentionally to help to promote and to bring businesses into our area. One of those projects that could be described as very successful is Golden West Credit Union, where they came in, they set up a project that they needed some help with getting some infrastructure realigned and some work that they wanted to do. And so we committed to them $1.2 million to help go towards that project. The taxable value increased significantly with the building of that building and increased the tax revenue that is now brought to the cities and the other organizations throughout the county that contributed or gave up a portion of their tax revenues. So they're actually, in a sense, supporting our ability to bring businesses in to bring up taxable value. So that's why RDAs are there. And so in this case, you're in an RDA meeting. So you have a different hat on than you had 10 minutes ago. You have the RDA hat, which is governing and anticipating projects that could come in to beautify, to make areas more attractive for businesses to come in, maybe some projects that help improve that specific area. The Central Business District, we did that with the Terrace Playhouse. We helped with them with the refurbishing of the front end of their playhouse, helped them with some funding to help make that environment better that could hopefully increase the very fit and finish of that environment. So one of the things that now is coming up is they're looking at actually expanding and putting a building on that property that would actually increase tax base. And the way leads on to way with this product looks more inviting, more user friendly. We want to support it more. If it looks all run down and lousy, people may not participate in activities. But with the Playhouse, that change in the very nature of that business has increased to the point where they want to do that project on their property that is going through the planning and the approval process. So that may be a project that comes up later on because that will build tax base. So tonight we're going to be talking about a project that we've got that we're working with a developer on down on the property on Adams Avenue, right by where you would enter into go to the shop or just south of the library. The city owns that property, and we'll be discussing how that might be able to be sold in an appropriate way. So tonight we're going to be going into a closed session to discuss property and disposition of property and how that would play out. So that will come out not tonight. We're not going to be going into to do any action after the discussion, but it's kind of a strategy session for that. But long and short of RDAs, if not for the RDA, a project may not get done. The RDA is to help bring a business in that otherwise may not be able to be here and to move it forward and support all the other taxing entities and support our city. Good?
Yep.
Good. Any questions?
Very clear.
That was
to me.
Very concise. Yeah. Thank
you. No, that was great.
Was it concise?
Appreciate that. As Tom said, we do have to discuss some strategies on some properties. So at this time, it will be necessary for the RDA to adjourn into a closed session. Those of you, if you're still with us live on YouTube, we will turn off the broadcast there for that. And as Tom said, immediately following that closed session, we will adjourn the RDA meeting. No more business or any action will take place after that closed meeting. So those that are on, we thank you for joining us tonight and hope you come back. If you have any suggestions, please pass those along, how we can do better. This is our first time. I hope it worked out well for everybody. Board members, I would entertain a motion to adjourn into a closed session.
Motion to adjourn into a closed session.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Amy, do you want a roll call?
Yes.
Okay, it'd be a roll call vote.
Yep. Board member Deshaun?
Yes.
Vice Chair West?
Yes.
Board member Thomas?
Yes.
Board member Christiansen?
Yes.
Board member Parkinson?
Yes.
Yes, okay. We've got everybody. That is unanimous. We will adjourn into a closed session. Thank you all that joined us tonight.